morning. It's Paula here doing Audio Mo 26, day 26. I'm really sorry. I've not long woken up. I'm still quite sleepy, really. And I'm kind of just sitting up in bed and the window's open so you can hear the lovely, very noisy seagulls. sometimes, anyway. There we go. What I wanted to talk about today, I don't usually do one where I just sit and talk, but I wanted to ask a question. Why do people do the Audio Mo Challenge? I'm interested to know, because I'm going to tell you why I do it, and I'd love to know, because we had a discussion last night, about whether we do it to get listeners or to get more friends. So it's interesting. So I would like replies if possible. Not just because I want to know if people are listening, because actually, if they listen or not, doesn't really bother me. The reason I do it is because I like audio, for a start. I have to admit that I don't listen to a great deal. No, I do listen to Audio Mo's, but generally on Twitter, as I go through, when people post an audio boom or something, on my timeline, it hasn't really been audio clips from other places, apart from this challenge. So when people post a piece of audio, if it's usually people just telling us something, I don't normally listen. I do like the odd sound effect and things, and like sound of atmosphere and things like that. As most people can probably tell, because that's what I do myself. Oh, sorry, I'm moving. I'm in my bed and it squeaks. So that's the kind of thing I would usually listen to. And I thought, oh, no, I'm going to take this challenge up because I just want to see if I wanted to see if I could do it. And I never seriously thought I'd run out of topics, or not topics, because I don't think topics is quite the right word, or ideas, maybe, of things to do every day. Maybe some people would see my posts as very trivial and rather silly. But I don't care about that because they're mine. and I don't take life very seriously. Of course I do with certain things, but I'm on Twitter to have a laugh, make friends, get away from my real life, which at the moment is flipping stressful, and sort of get away from myself, really. So, and I do the same with Audio Mo. It's to, although I have shared some things I'm doing in my life, I'm just thinking about yesterday when I was out and about, and they were mostly fun things. That's why I do it. And the other reason why I do it is because I do like to make friends, especially on Twitter. So I've followed all the people I've found interesting, and I chat to them, and I've commented on things I've listened to that I've wanted to make, just little things like Monique yesterday put her back with her noisy train journey, and I just commented, "Oh, noisy train," smaller things that that is just not serious comments, but just fun, and just go, "Hey, yeah, that was good." So I like to do that, and I do find some people reply, some people don't. It doesn't matter. Some people use Twitter in a completely different way to me, and it's cool, and people obviously, people do this challenge in a completely different way to others. And that's also cool. But the thing I like about it is I have found that people are connecting with each other, and there's certain people that I know I'll stay in touch with after it finishes, and that's great. And it might be three people, but that's all right. I don't mind, you know. That's three more friends that I didn't have before, which to me I think's just great. Anyway, I won't ramble on, but really what I wanted to say was that, I don't do it to have listeners. I don't do it to go, oh, look, I've done all this research and I've made this thing and it's wonderful. Listen to it. Because actually I think that kind of thing, personally, this is my opinion now, needs to be shared in a different way. If, for example, you do a lot of research and you do a topic that you find particularly interesting, why not set up a podcast and advertise it as such, and say, you know, and then say run an episode once a week or something like that, and then you'd be able to advertise that to the people of interest, you know, go on to the groups for, you know, the groups on Facebook that focus on that interest and advertise it, or I don't know. I'm just thinking about my friends that do all the Star Trek podcasts. They set it up, they find the groups that are interested in Star Trek, and they advertise it there. They tell it, they follow all the people that might mention Star Trek or Trekkie in their bio on Twitter and tell them all about it, and then they end up with quite a big listenership, and I think that's a good way to advertise the more interest based kind of posts. Anyway, I'm starting to ramble on, but I hope you get the idea of why I do Audiomo. And again, I'm going to say it, Ernie, thank you for doing Audiomo every year, because I'm really loving it. And it's great. Anyway, take care, everybody, and I'll be back tomorrow with something possibly non-serious. Okay, bye.